à 14 à 30 ans et tu veux créer une activité en français pour les jeunes de ta communauté? Avec le programme VIF, c'est possible. Tu peux recevoir 850 $ pour ton soutenir ton activité et l'organisme partenaire reçoit 150 $ pour appuyer. Passe à l'action et fais rayonner le français dans ta communauté. Visite programmevive.ca et dépose ta demande dès maintenant.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC broadcast from Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee Territory. It is 6 p.m. on Wednesday, May 27th. I'm your host, Skylar James of Trail Mix. We're going to jump right into the mix here today, of course, bringing you summer songs all season long. And I've got a good host of genres for the next hour together here. We're going to start off with some pop. We're going to go into some eccentric indie folk, maybe. That's what we'll call it. I've got some great Canadian folk in the middle here as well. And then we're going to finish off with some classic rock. But to start us off here, this is a song that's been on my summer playlist basically ever since it came out. This album celebrated its 10-year anniversary a couple years ago, which means it's coming up on 15 years old, this song, which may blow some of your minds once I start playing it, but it's an absolute classic, and I don't play this band enough on my summer show, so you're gonna hear a lot of them this summer. This is Paramore, Still Into You.
Can come to you. I
up swift and strange in clouds of Texas rain. Both feet in the dirt and laughing soft in church. Your born city sharp shoulders chipped, always more to prove to boys in private school. Oh, I saw you in the door frame of the house that always rains. Come and find me, 'cause they're shouting in my house that shades. Don't that explain why we're afraid of love? Don't that explain why we're afraid of love? Stumble to the crowds of talking teeth, overwhelmed, we fell, then the rest of the world went quiet. For the first time I saw
Gray, House That Always Rains, and you're listening to Trail Mix on CFRC 101.9 FM. That is a newer song there from Conan Gray off of the deluxe album of his deluxe version of his album Wishbone that he released last year. Conan Gray is a musician that I have followed for a really long time before he even sort of released music. He was one of those, you know, 2010s, get their music start on YouTube people, and he actually started with not a lot of music and more just like vlogging, and so I was a fan of his on YouTube, and then he started releasing music as well. So I followed him for quite a while in his music journey, and he's, you know, gone through genres. He definitely hit harder with me as a teen than some of his more recent albums have, but this album, Wishbone, that he released last year, I just absolutely loved. I think it's maybe his best work, but yeah, that's from the deluxe version. The deluxe version didn't wow me. So if you haven't listened to the album, I recommend just listening to the regular version instead. I feel like a lot of artists nowadays are very pressured to release a deluxe version, and sometimes it really works and sometimes it doesn't. And I don't think this one worked that well, other than this song right here, but that's just my opinion. We're going to continue on with some more new music here. This is almost a brand new song, I guess, from an album released last Friday, the new Bleachers album called Everyone for 10 Minutes. Bleachers is another artist I've listened to for a long time. They're a band that I do kind of agree with people when they say their older work was better. Other than the album Take the Sadness Out of Saturday Night, their last album, titled Bleachers, their self-titled album, didn't wow me, other than the song Modern Girl. But this album, I don't know. I gave it a chance in the car. I liked it. Again, maybe not as good as their old sort of like indie rock style. But Jack Antonoff, who I guess Bleachers is kind of his band, actually surprised me with this track that I'm going to play next, where I was listening to this song and I said, well, that sounds kind of familiar. And then I realized that he interpolated his own older song, Don't Take the Money, which you all probably know quite well. It's a very popular Bleacher song, maybe their most popular song. So he interpolated his old song, which I loved. And also, if you didn't know Jack Antonoff, he's a like massive producer. He produces for like Taylor and Lorde and Lana and Sabrina, all those pop girlies. And so he has a lot of name drops in this song as well. So if you catch them, it's quite cool if you catch his references. But this is a song off of the back half of the new Bleachers album, Everyone for 10 Minutes. Bleachers here, upstairs at L's.
Send a text. Party on the roof, everybody get dressed. I've been down, I need a light. I've been lost, I need a guide. Me and my friend drinking on a roof. What you call heaven, I call fire. You got a dream, I got a night. Me and my friend drinking on a roof. We are, we are, we are, we are what we say. We got a word and we got a way. Me and my friends drinking on a roof. Now Sunday park with Lee. Smiles and says it's hard to believe. As we pass just a corner, head to 8th and make a left. Up the stairs and out the bed. There's blue and there's rest. There's blood in our vest. She called heaven, I called fight. He got a dream, I got a night. Me and my friends drinking on a roof. We are, we are, we are, we are what we say. We got a word.
Kids Who Stole the World, and you're listening to Trail Mix on CFRC 101.9 FM. This year on Trail Mix, I'm doing a little something different. I'm taking requests. A lot of you must have favorite summer songs. If you'd like to hear them on Trail Mix, I'll play them. Anything, as long as it's not explicit, just give me a shout. DM me at TrailMixCFRC on Instagram, and I'll play your song. I'll let you know what show it's playing on. I want to make this a collaborative playlist this summer. So put in your requests. And this next song actually is a request. Well, it wasn't a request for the specific song, but I have been requested to play a specific artist. So this is for listener Jeremy. This is for you. And I have taken the liberty to pick this song, so I hope it's okay. So Jeremy's request here, The Crane Wives, Black Hole Fantasy.
Aren't you tired of going through the motions? Is the daily grind meant to go? Just have to find. Days blur together. I watch the ceiling buckle. The walls are closing in. There's a black hole in the living room floor. I keep trying to ignore, but it's growing.
Turning off the car. gameplay. I got my chickens out, chest part cheese. Oh yeah, honey body, you make me want to play with you. And if you wanna bring your dice, that'd be real nice. Six-sided dodecahedron, it doesn't matter. Oh yeah, honey body, you make me want to stay with you.
Kishy Bashy, Honey Buddy, and you're listening to Trail Mix on CFRC 101.9 FM. That is a song that I have not listened to in a very, very long time. The artist Kishy Bashy here from his album Sunderlust. That was on my 2020, I think it was 2020, maybe it was 2019 summer playlist. I just remember listening to it sort of at the end of high school a lot in the summer. It's maybe one of my most listened to songs of all time. It's just absolutely amazing. It's one of those songs that just does something to me in my brain. All of the different rhythms. I don't know if you could consider them polyrhythms. Maybe you can. I'm not studied enough in my music knowledge to know if you would consider them polyrhythms, but maybe you would. I don't know. It just does something. It's people's experience with ASMR and they get the brain tingles. That's what that song does to me. And I think it's also just the way that he sings. I don't know. I love it. Honey Buddy by Kishy Bashy. I also love his artist name, Kishy Bashy. It's so fun to say. This next song is a song that I just recently heard performed live. Never knew of the artist. I went to go see Cat Clyde at the Broom Factory in Kingston earlier this week on Sunday. And her opener is a Canadian artist from Vancouver. His name is Joe Abbott. If you're like me, you've never heard of him before. But he played like a fantastic array of songs, and he is so, so talented. He also played clarinet for Cat Clyde for one of her songs. But Joe Abbott, he's so talented, and he's, I don't know, he has the potential to become one of my favorite artists. But he performed a lot of songs off of an album that he has yet to release. So I'm anticipating that release from him. But one of the songs that he played was very funny. And not like, I don't know, he tapped into the, like, I want to say 90s, early 2000s Canadian genre of like comedy music that's not fully comedy music. Do you know what I mean? I'm talking about like the Bare Naked Ladies type music. And it's a very, specifically to me, sounds very Canadian, and I think that's because of the Bare Naked Ladies, but there's some other smaller bands that did that as well. But Joe Abbott, he has something in him, and I know that a lot of people right now are like, I miss 90s Canadian rock, that like folky rock, you know, the early 2000s, especially, I'm thinking about the Bare Naked Ladies, I'm thinking about Great Big Sea as well, that sort of like comedic almost sounding songs. I don't know. Anyways, he played this song and I could not stop laughing, and I said, I don't know if it's the greatest fit for a summer show, but I need to share it with the world. So it's a funny song. I hope you appreciate the lyrics. He explains it all in his lyrics, so I don't have to do any more explaining. A new single from him, Joe Abbott here, Double Double.
He was an all-star on the blue line. He was a donut entrepreneur. He was a good old North Ontario boy, and he was tough as nails for sure. 'Cause there once was a day when the Maple Leafs didn't have to take the flak. Brought the cup home in 62 and just kept on bringing it back. And I'm really just a casual observer, and I never got roped up in the pride. But I was captivated by a newspaper clipping from the day Tim Horton died. It said he got off the ice that fateful night, and he got right into the liquor. It was a 90-minute drive to the Niagara line, but he figured he'd get there a little quicker. He saw the OPP in the rearview mirror, and he knew he was in trouble, 'cause he was doing twice the limit and seeing double. Sabres, and he told them it was his last year, 'cause 24 seasons in the majors was good enough to call a career. And he figured he'd appreciate the extra time, the focus on the donut chain. Thought it was pretty cool that people drank their morning coffee from a paper cup that said his name. But he got off the ice that fateful night, and he got right into the liquor. After that game is something you should really never try. Mix a little Italian sports car and a 40 a Canadian rye. So it didn't take long driving like that to gather the attention of the Heat. And I bet you they could smell there was a dozen honey coolers just sitting in his passenger seat. When he got off the ice that day,
getting into some things that I can't quite work out. It's like I'm a lone passenger on a 20-ton ship that's run aground. And if that's the way I'm gonna characterize it, I better get myself back on the road. I better get myself back on the road. I get to talking sometimes about things that I can't quite explain. I beat the morning traffic to my basement just to chase the feeling on a page away. And if that's the thing I'll be remembered by, I better get myself back on the road. I better get myself back on the road. Back to work, baby, back in the fold. Shivers in bed or a headache instead. Maybe the body is a lawyer for the spirit in the court of your head. And if that's the way I'm gonna characterize it, well, I better get myself back on the road. They say the air is cleaner out there on the coast. Back to work, maybe back in the fold. I just arrived, but I got to go. Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh. Half Moon Run There, Back on the Road, and you're listening to Trail Mix on CFRC 101.9 FM from Canadian artist Half Moon Run. That was from a group of singles, I guess an EP that they released last year, but I had to play it again. It's such a, just a lovely, calm song for laying out in the sun, especially because the day I'm recording this, at the day before you're hearing this, it's like 32 degrees outside, even after the weekend was cold and rainy. We're having a weird start to summer this summer. The weather doesn't want to make up its mind, I guess. I'm going to continue on with some Canadian music here. This is a newer single from a Trail Mix favorite artist that I play a lot of, and I'm going to keep playing a lot of because I'm fully obsessed with him. This is a new single from Clever Hopes here, Do It All Again.
Saturday morning, ran my back into the ferry without them quarters in the paper slots. Now we got pockets full of jelly beans and chocolates and nuts. We try to hop a bus, there goes the five, there goes the ten, here comes the one that stops for us on his way downtown, over the bridge and back around. I'd do it all again if I could. I'd do it all again if I could. You know I'd do it all again. Screaming, a big bright smile in the evening, stumble through the front door, kick off your blues, drop your hat and shrug your coat on the floor, just into the kitchen, hands failing with the spoils of the desert tradition, acorns in an arrowhead, dug up from the flower bed. To me, give me one more kiss, one more hug, one more story. But we're done with them. Okay, all right. Well, then I got some questions before you leave.
It was
the Kinks. This time tomorrow. And you're listening to Trail Mix on CFRC 101.9 FM. I figured I'll go a bit classic rock for the end of our hour here together, which leads us into our next song, which gets into a little bit of harder rock, I guess, continuing on from the Kinks here. The band The White Stripes, a bit before my time as someone born in the early 2000s, but I never got into them, I guess, in my like conscious, I pick my own music time in my life, never got into them. You know, Seven Nation Army was everywhere when I was a kid. I liked it, but you never really make that connection. But last year, they were being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which I think they completely deserve. And the band 21 Pilots, one of my favorite bands, was performing a cover of Seven Nation Army for their induction. And I tuned in for that. Fell in love with the White Stripes. I really liked Jack White's acceptance speech, and I just went back and I listened to their discography again, and I realized I've been really missing out on something that I think everyone else in the literal entire world has been listening to except for me. So at the ripe age of 23, in the year of our Lord 2026, Skylar is finally into the White Stripes. Everyone cheers, everyone applauds. So we're going back and I'm going to play some White Stripes. Also, Jack White is releasing his own music. He's releasing a new album this summer as well. So maybe I'll play some of that. But I had to start off my White Stripes journey with playing some actual White Stripes here. So from their album White Blood Cells, the White Stripes, Fell in Love with a Girl.
Riding, straight on the side, and where the road not. Someday you'll find me. Time has untied me. I'll be moving like a mountain. Only the sky can press down.
Cat Clyde there, press down. You're listening to Trail Mix on CFRC 101.9 FM. That's a new song from Canadian artist Cat Clyde off of her album she released this year, Mud, Blood, Bone. If you've been with me for this entire hour, you would have heard me talk about I saw Cat Clyde at the Broom Factory in Kingston this Sunday. I've been wanting to see her for a couple years now. I say a couple, I think it's been like 3 or 4 years now that I've wanted to see her, just because her recorded voice makes it seem like she'd be really good live. And I was very, very correct. It's one of the best shows that I've seen at the Broom Factory. She's an incredible live artist. Her band is incredible with incredible outfits, by the way. They all have like these 70s sort of country inspired outfits. And I mean, I want to know where they get their neckties and also their pants. And Cat Clyde, she's just an incredible singer, an incredible guitar player. She has this tiny little guitar that she plays and absolutely shreds, especially when she played that song Press Down live. And so if you get a chance to see Cat Clyde, if she's anywhere in Canada, take that chance. If you're in Guelph, she performs tonight in Guelph, I think, if I remember correctly. She performs tonight in Guelph if you happen to be there. But if you don't, wait until her next album cycle and go see her. She's incredible. And her voice is, I don't know, her voice is so incredible. It's the most amount of times I've been at the Broom Factory in Kingston and just heard, wow, this sounds good. Just from around me. I was totally amazed. Cat Clyde, she's a great artist. Finishing off this show with a bit of a throwback, and by a bit of a throwback, I mean a really big throwback, but a song I have yet to play on Trail Mix, and I'm trying to mix it up a bit this year and play some older music as well as my like super new music that I play. So finishing off, I guess, the classic rock section of the end of this show, I'll be back next week with a brand new Trail Mix here Wednesday at 6 p.m. like always. But to finish us off, the full version, not the single version, because I like the full version a lot more. This is Redbone, Come and Get Your Love.
Come and get your love. Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic, every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
Please enjoy 30 seconds of nature, brought to you by Ducks Unlimited Canada. Learn how you can experience nature in your community at ducks.ca.
There's no place like home.
There really is no place like home. It's where life happens, where dreams are built, and where you land at the end of every day. But what home looks like is different for everyone. Welcome to Finding Your Way Home, Real Talk on Real Estate. I'm Sherry Doherty, and together we'll explore what finding your way home truly means, whether you're buying your first place, making a move, investing, or choosing a different path altogether. Because home isn't just a place. It's a feeling, it's a choice, and it's personal. Tune in Mondays at 10 a.m. and start finding your way home.
You can't handle me. Hold up. Ain't you Nathaniel B?
What is that?
Get the
tune in at Wednesdays at 2 p.m. from the program. I, your host Nate, will go over a variety of different genres and themes. I sometimes call my friends and do dumb stuff, and if you guys like dumb stuff, you're gonna love my show. So yeah, Wednesdays, 2, be there.